All right, you're getting a handout, and this is a Delaware specific. Sorry, Maryland, but I just want you to understand what has happened in Delaware on July the 7th of 2020 with the presidential primary. Can I see by show of hand my Delaware people? Okay, that's more than half. Okay, this here is a breakdown of what happened at the presidential primary in Delaware. 22.99% of the registered voters bothered to vote. 12% of those were Republicans. 12% of the voters that were Republican that voted do not like President Trump because they voted for the other candidates. 89% of the Democrats voted for Biden, which leads me to ask, where are the Christian Democrats? Yeah, it's something that needs to be thought about, because how come all of them are not looking at what he has done for the past 42 years as a senator and a vice president of the United States? This begs the question to ask, what is wrong with Delaware? Also, out of all the Delawareans, 91,682 came out from the Democratic Party, and this is on your paper, and 32,000 came out from the Republican Party to support their party. Now, I know that there are some independents, but by a margin of 3-1, the Democrats came out and supported Biden. So, traditionally, Christians are Republican. There are some independents out there, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes as well. But what is wrong with the church that only 32,000 people out of, and if you turn your sheet over, it says Delaware has 199,799 Republicans. Oh, it's on the, sorry, your sheet has one page. It's on the bottom of your sheet. So, there's 199,000 Republicans that are in Delaware who did not bother to vote. What kind of message are we sending to God about revival? There are a lot of churches that are in Delaware. Where are their people at? Where was our church? Did everybody vote? Is everybody registered to vote? If you didn't vote, shame on you, because you have a responsibility to do your part. Now, let's talk about independents. Look again at the bottom of your sheet. Did you guys realize that there are 163,000 people who are registered in the state of Delaware as no party affiliation whatsoever? So they're not tied to Democrat or Republican. And there are 7,500 independents in Delaware. Those are the top four levels of parties that are in Delaware. So the influence is between the Democrats and the Republicans. If you're registered as an independent, you have no say in what goes on the local level. So that means your school board elections, your city council elections, because there's no party that's for the no party system and the independent system. So I would encourage you to prayerfully consider getting into one of the top two parties so that your vote has an effect or a swing upon what's going on. And we've talked before about how there's the option to turn in a blank ballot and be counted. In today's day and time, there are a number of parties, I believe there's 400 parties that are total. They know that these parties are not going to have anything to do to sway the election. But what they can do is stop a godly person from being elected. Because if all of these people are independent or no party people, that godly person doesn't have a chance to get in because people are not voting for them. Now, I want to show you a short video just to show you how we got on to the two-party system. You can play that. It's only about 5 minutes.
There are two main political parties in the United States, the Republicans and the Democrats. What is a political party? Why are there only two main parties? A political party is a group of people who have joined together because they share common principles, common beliefs, and common values, and they seek to control government by winning elections. Members of a party work to convince the government to adopt laws, regulations, and programs which reflect their party's beliefs. Political parties have a long history, both in the United States and in other countries as well. The United States has what is known as a two-party system. A two-party system is a political structure in which only two political parties have a genuine chance of winning elections. However, it does not mean that only two parties are allowed to exist, as there are numerous other smaller parties. The two-party system developed in Great Britain. In the latter half of the 1600s and throughout the 1700s, two political parties, the Whigs and the Tories, emerged and established themselves as the dominant parties. This long-standing tradition of two main parties probably led to the eventual adoption of a similar system in the United States. Initially, the Founding Fathers intended for the American government to avoid politics. In fact, in his farewell address, George Washington warned against the existence of political parties, suggesting that such organizations were the enemies of government and would only distract government from its intended purpose. However, early political disagreements gave rise to the Federalist Party and the Democratic Republican Party. Since that time, the United States has nearly always had two dominant parties. Currently, the two main political parties in the United States are the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Every political party has what is known as a platform. A platform is a public statement of the party's main beliefs and guiding principles. Each of the stated principles of a platform is known as a plank. Party platforms can be rather lengthy, with modern parties having hundreds of planks. The party will adopt or update its platform every 4 years at the party's national convention. Political parties serve a wide variety of purposes. One of the most important functions a party serves is to nominate candidates. This helps a voter narrow his or her choices. Instead of voters studying a potentially limitless field of candidates, each party selects nominees. This allows the voter to focus attention on just 3 or 4 candidates and make a more informed decision. Another function of political parties is to inform voters. Whether it's through local, grassroots involvement such as letter-writing campaigns, or party leaders speaking on television, parties attempt to let the general public know what's going on. This could also take the form of passing out flyers or pamphlets, or staging a large protest rally. The party that is in power can also set the agenda. This means that the party leaders will establish a course for the nation to follow. Whether it's a good course or a bad course would likely determine how long that particular party stayed in power. One final function of political parties is to serve as a watchdog. Both parties do an effective job of watching the other party to make sure they are doing the things they are supposed to. If one party becomes corrupt, the other will surely inform the public. So, even though the Founding Fathers did not desire political parties to exist, they will surely continue to be a part of the American political system for years to come.
Does everybody understand what's going on there? So, when you make the decision to go independent or no party or socialist party or the Black Lives Matter party, you're making a decision to step away from the two main parties that have the most control. Now, traditional politics says we as a Christian need to jump onto the Republican side. My new viewpoint is both of them are doing wrong because there are Republicans that are coming against President Trump and there are Democrats that are coming against President Trump. There are church leaders who are coming against President Trump. So we need to get people infiltrated on both sides who are Christian, who are God-fearing, who can vote, help vote these people out. And it starts on the local level and it goes to the bigger level. So for some reason, they decided to split the presidential primary. Instead, normally, if the presidential primary, you would vote for the president and all of the lower offices. Delaware split it. So there's going to be another primary in September. If you're not registered to vote, now is the time for you to go get registered so that you can participate in that primary. If you're independent, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm giving you information so you can make your own decision and do the right thing according to the Holy Spirit. Does everybody understand where we're going? Because these things are important. They send messages to the rest. So you're registered as an independent or a libertarian or socialist. When you go to legislative hall down in Dover, what office do you go to talk to the libertarians? What office do you go to talk to the independents? There's no offices in there for you. The only people that are in those offices are Democrats and Republicans. So think about that as well. Everybody understand? Please take that handout because it's very important. You need to tell your friends about this and tell them to go get registered to vote and do their part. We can lose the election in 2020. This is the most important reason why Pastor Barber wants us to understand these things. Because if we as Christians don't do our part, we can have the tide turned back to where it was going, which is ultimate destruction for the United States. And you may think Delaware is small and doesn't have a part to play in this, but we hold the most political power because the highest political office holder lives in this state. Former political office holder lives in this state. Second highest, I should say, which would be former Vice President Biden. So there's a lot of money that gets funneled through the state of Delaware just because he was a former vice president. That fuels the Democratic Party. All right. Father, I just thank you for this time to be able to come before you. I thank you for being able to present this information to your people. I pray that it goes deep into their hearts, that their hearts would be pricked about their responsibility before you as a citizen of this country. And Father, as we go forth into the word, I pray that your anointing would come forth and cause everyone to understand what it is that you're wanting to say to us in this hour about these principalities and powers that we're going to start talking about. And Father, we give you honor and glory for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, tonight we're going to start talking about the kingdom of water. This is something that the exorcism team has recently been made aware of by the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of information here. I'm going to try to move through it steadily but swiftly. But at the same time, you need to understand as a believer that there is a kingdom of water. And under the kingdom of water, there are different demonic spirits and principalities that are attacking you as a member of the body of Christ. And you need to be aware of this. And it's a different prayer strategy than just using your authority in Christ. And we're going to go through that tonight. So let me lay out some scriptures because you're going to see here, and I never saw this until you start reading the scriptures. The Bible talks a lot about the land, the air, and the sea. So let's go into this now. 1 John 4, chapter 1, verse 1 John 4, verses 1 to 3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 11. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, and here we are, to another discerning of spirits. That's a very, very important power gift that's in the Bible that God has for his children that we also need to be yearning and desiring for, because the body of Christ does not have discernment. We don't understand when we're dealing with a human being or a spiritual being or just plain old flesh. And you need to know that in this hour. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. If performing exorcisms were not supposed to be done today, which some people in the body of Christ believe, why would God give a special gift of the Holy Spirit called discernment to the body of Christ? If it wasn't something that was meant for today, why would he have that special gift in there? The gift of discernment is one of the most important gifts that a believer can have, but it gets skipped over by the body of Christ as something that is not important. In the world that we live in today, we need to be in a continual state of discerning the types of spirits that we are around, or we are going to be taken away captive by the enemy. We are in a spiritual war with the forces of darkness, and this war is destroying the body of Christ because our gifts of discernment are not functioning. We have to get this gift of discernment. God showed the exorcism team an old but powerful class of demons that have been working behind the scenes undetected for a very long time. God showed Pastor Barber within the last 5 years that we're no longer doing deliverance, we're doing exorcisms. It's a completely different level of demon. Now, God brought us into the revelation of what we now know to be marine demons or water spirits. Marine demons or water spirits. Marine spirits or water spirits are also called Dagon principalities. Mamiwata in West Africa and Majin Mahabi, Kiki Au La Kuumi in Swahili. Now, the Philistines worshipped a god called Dagon that was shaped after the mermaid, half human and half fish. Biblically speaking, Dagon used Delilah as both a priestess and an agent to take hold of Samson. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod arose early in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face on the earth before the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set it in its place again. And when they arose early the next morning, there was Dagon, fallen on its face, to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. The head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left of it. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any who come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. Now, this is an important tie that's there because it shows how old these spirits are. And if you're not aware of what's going on, you can be tricked and you can be deceived and you can miss something when you're doing an exorcism on somebody. These spirits are both male and female. In the spiritual realm, they are called marine. They dwell in waters, from rivers, waterfalls, seas, lakes, streams, drainages, wells, dams, and anything else as a body of water. What is Delaware surrounded by? water. There is water everywhere. There are spirits in the water that are constantly attacking us. Why do you think Delaware is such a hard place spiritually to be in? Because of the water spirits. And the church is not fighting against these because we don't know that they exist. We don't want to talk about these kind of things because we don't want to scare the body of Christ and have them know the truth so that they can set themselves free. Job 26:5. Dead things are formed under the waters and the inhabitants thereof. Dead things, dead powers, and witchcraft are formed in waters, beneath the seas, from its womb, in another habitation of two fallen angels who inhabit these terrains and have made a habitation of their nature. So here, we're talking about principalities and powers that are under the sea that are controlling the demons that are under them. Unseen to the naked eye, yet existing within the physical sphere. This realm of marine spirits is a realm important to fetish priests, occult followers, satanic worshipers, and wealth seekers of dead persons via mediums or spirits. It's a habitation where devil worshipers and devil agents mostly live and from which they affect the natural realm. There are two classes of marine spirits: conscious marine agents or people, unconscious marine agents or people. In the Bible days, marine spirits were openly venerated by the Philistines, who also lived by the seas, and they had in their land open manifestation of the spirit. This is the spirit that destroyed both Samson and Saul. Judges 16:23. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their god, and to rejoice. For they said, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. It's not the half fish and half man image that delivered Samson by their oppressing hands. Rather, it was Delilah who was appeased by 1,100 shekels by each Philistine lord to lure and deliver Samson to them." So you have a combination of spirits that are working together. And we're going to see as we go on here that Ahab and Jezebel are tied to this along with the Antichrist spirit. So let me continue on. This marine spirit has of its working and uses mostly sex as its initiating altar. What are Delawareans bound up with? Got homosexuality and a lot of perversion. A lot of water surrounding Delaware. The female marine agents enchant men through a demon called succubi or succubus, while the male agents enchant women through a demon called incubus or incubi. Right now, this is one of the top things that people are requesting exorcism for. They're being afflicted by these incubi and succubi spirit. But it's a water spirit that's driving how these incubi and succubi spirit works. The succubi sleeps and has sexual relations with men, and the incubus sleeps and has sexual relations with women. This is their altar. The best initiate souls and flesh of men into marine kingdom powers by such means. These spirits oppress a lot of people, and those under its demonic oppression are fearful of confession and openness. So basically, you can't go and tell nobody, "Hey, I'm having these dirty sexual dreams," because people are going to look at you strange, like, "What kind of pervert are you?" But really, you should be able to say to the body of Christ, "This is what's going on. Help me get set free." This is a spirit that is also connected to Chemosh, Ashtoreth, or Milcom too. All of these are different names for Jezebel. 1 Kings 11:7. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. Molech is tied to abortion. What used to be the number one thing Delaware was known for? The abortion clinics. People drove out of their states of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland to come here to get abortions because they weren't legal in their states. There's a lot of demonic oppression that's over Delaware, and it's tied to these water spirits. 1 Kings 11:33. Because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Water spirits cause the most men and women to defile themselves and also lust after different perversions. Solomon was overcome by these marine spirits. The Queen of Sheba was a beautiful and worthy woman, yet still not content. He fell into the snare of this spirit. Marine spirits are enticing, seducing, and subtle, and hard to recognize in most cases. One only realizes later, apart from sex as its altar of initiation, it also operates through molestation and incestuous workings. It's tied to child abuse. Pretty heavy. It's the spirit behind the rise of the most hated bloodlines of men before God. The tribes God forbade his people never to intermarry with were born from these demonic influences. It's the spirit that possessed Lot's daughters and led them to incestuous and molestations. I'm not going to read this for sake of time, but when you go home, read Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 to 38. It tells how the men didn't want to have relations with a woman, but they wanted to have relations with the angels that was coming to this town. And they brutalized this woman, and it was terrible. Therefore, the main areas this spirit manifests itself in a people, family, tribe, or even nation is by sex. That is, sleeping with either an unknown or known man, woman, both, or even men or women in dreams. The water spirits constantly attack people in their dreams. One of the other common things that they have is the spirit will feed them food in their dreams. And they become demonically bound because they eat this food in a dream. And we have to break that off. The eating of that food causes them to vomit that food up so that it breaks the soul tie with these water spirits that are there. Dreams. By feeling like somebody is sleeping on top of you and pressing upon you at night and you see somebody. Dreams of sleeping with influential men or women, celebrities, etc. 2, uncontrollable masturbation urges and acts. You have an addiction to masturbate, or even at times you feel thrust into it without willpower to suppress it. Masturbation due to the act of a man or woman release their seed when a man's semen is withdraws and falls to the ground. It attracts demons that create demon larvae. According to God's word, masturbation and withdrawal are both one. Genesis 38:9-10. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his, and it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. Pornography. This is a very bad and open addiction that leads to full demonic possession of marine spirits to a person's life. The Bible forbids this. Pornography breeds lust of the eyes that simple led to adultery and fornication of mind. Jesus Christ said he that looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. In short, pornography is the biggest altar of marine initiation there is. because by simply lusting, one is engaging in spirit to the act of the sex. Using enchantments of flesh and marine witchcraft to lure women or men. The marine world of Satan is the biggest marketer of demonic enchantments that today are taken fashionably by youthful generations and deceived. They follow easily to fall prey to these powers. These enchantments range from visible to invisible objects and witchcraft workings. For example, Jezebel was a daughter of a Zidonian king. The Zidonians, as I have pointed out, were connected to marine spirits by their goddess worship of Ashtoreth. The Zidonians had raised a woman called Jezebel. Which is much connected to marine spirits through her hidden marine witchcraft. Jezebel was the mother of whoredoms and witchcraft, which was deeply rooted to the marine kingdom powers. 2 Kings 9:22. And it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace, so long as the whoredoms of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many?" Jehu, under the anointing and power of the Spirit, understood behind the fleshly veil of Jezebel lie a monstrous marine agency of witchcraft. What was Jezebel's marine witchcraft that many has had many fall prey into? Look at this in 2 Kings 9:30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her hair and looked out at the window. Painting of the face and tying of the hair are simply put in another translation, eyeliner, fixed up hair, and leaning on the window. According to the prophetic anointing upon Jehu, the man Jehu knew this was a form of witchcraft enticement. Another scripture that confirms that this is hidden in the wisdom of Solomon, look at the book of Proverbs 6:25. Lust not after her beauty in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids. There's many times we're doing deliverance, or we're doing exorcisms on people, and the demonic spirits come out of people's eyes. Sometimes they come out of their hands, but we have to make them open up their eyes, and we watch the spirits literally come out because they've been planted in there to entice men, entice women, and it goes on both sides. And these water spirits lodge themselves deep on the inside of people, and they wind up sleeping with them, doing things that they shouldn't do, exchanging money, all types of ungodly things. But they're all tied to these water spirits. This is an example of the forms of marine enchantments that are put there. Not all beauty products of men and women are demonic. The issue here is marine agents cast invocations, conjurations, and curses on such objects and things when they're used. They open the ways of the marine initiation. So be clear, not all makeup and stuff is bad, but there are some things that have been dedicated over to Satan, and you have to be careful about those things. Marine spirits are not spirits to play with. They deceive, they create false and counterfeit love, like the case of Samson and Delilah. They seduce greatly. They harass, and so many other forms of oppression come with them. These spirits are hideous, mostly from being detected. Though they openly can be seen either from art, imagery, idols, and even products associated either with water, heavenlies, or oceans. Marine spirits, because they are associated with water bodies, it has in its kingdom count less workings and signs. Marine spirits, like water, operating on 70% of any ground or territory. So you have to take into account when you're dealing with, when you're doing exorcisms, that there's water spirits around your area. There's sometimes we deal with people from Nigeria, and we have to find them. We have to bind the waters. We have to bind the principalities and powers over the waters from the place that person's origin was from in order to get them set free. And this is because water has so much a part in play in everybody's life. Water is 70% in man's body and also in the earth. Water covers over 70%. Thereby, the marine kingdom is extensive and has its tentacles in each city, town, and villages. From lakes, rivers, wells, springs, dams, and oceans, the marine kingdom has and is still effective in its functions. The marine kingdom tends to be controlling to all that is marine connected, from food, communication, life, clothing, industries, power centers, buildings, and others. There's times when we're working with marine spirits, and if God hadn't given us the discernment, we could work for hours upon hours upon hours because they kept getting reinforcements, and we could not understand where they were getting the reinforcements from, especially when we were dealing with Jezebels. There would be levels of Jezebels. There would be levels of marine Jezebels inside of the people. And until we started praying, the prayer to break the power of the kingdom of water off of these people, then we were able to get them set free. The marine kingdom has recently grown strong and is recruiting a lot of innocent folks without their notice. So this has become the new attack against the body of Christ. As it's the end times, the devil's falling is primarily upon two habitations of men, the earth and the seas. Water is one of the primary elements in the earth. Two-thirds of the whole earth is covered by water in the form of oceans, lakes, rivers, canals, ponds, streams, and glaciers. The human body itself is majority about 80% water. Water is one of the elements created by God and can serve both useful and negative purposes. And you have to understand that. In the story of creation, as written in Genesis 1, the glory of the world was covered and subdued by waters. And God had to command the waters to be gathered aside and dry land to appear before his work could be manifested. So there are good things that come out of water, the rivers of the Holy Spirit. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place and let dry ground appear. And it was so. Genesis 1 verse 9. Hitherto, water was covering the glory of the world. God used water to destroy the earth during the days of Noah. Waters occupied another place in history after God had delivered his people, the Israelite nation, from the hands of their cruel oppressors, the Egyptians. But like every work of God, Satan at times uses water as a tool of evil. Various evil spirits have possessed waters of the oceans, seas, rivers, streams, and ponds, and they have turned it into their inhabitation for committing evil against the human race and the kingdom of God. These water spirits are often referred to as mermaid spirits, mammy water spirits, queens of the coast, and various other types of names in different parts of the world. Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. This here is, you alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. There are three realms of the universe, the heavenlies, the earth, and the sea. Here we see three realms of creation and three realms of spiritual strongholds. The third realm of stronghold of creation is the seas. It's a realm that is split into two divisions. And you have to remember this because when you're doing exorcisms and you encounter the water spirits, you have to separate the spirits from these two divisions. Or if not, they will continuously gain strength and you will wear yourself out. The Atlantic Ocean is governed by the Queen of the Sea, while the Indian Ocean is governed by the Queen of the Coast. So when we know that we're dealing with water spirits, one of the prayers that we pray in the beginning is we separate this demonic principality and power from the Queen of the Coast and from the Queen of the Indian Sea. That weakens it. That gives us the ability to fight on God's level with this demon and not on the demon's level. Both of these queens are fallen angels, and they are the lead cause of marine influence upon the natural world. So the queen of the sea and the queen of the Indian coast, queen of the Indian Sea and the queen of the coast are the two principalities and powers that are over top of all of the water spirits. Exodus 20, verse 4. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And remember in the beginning, when we were talking about the demon Dagon, that they had made a carved image of this half man, half fish-like creature. So they were given power to it because they were worshiping it instead of worshiping God. Many in the body of Christ have never heard of water spirits, but the Bible speaks of this category of sea monsters on many occasions. Ancient religions have made gods of sea creatures, but these are really demonic entities. Ezekiel 29, verses 3 to 4. Speak and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Pharaoh, king of Egypt, O great monster who lies in the midst of his rivers. Who has said, my river is my own? I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws and cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales. I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish in your rivers will stick to your scales. Revelation 17, 1 to 2. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So here we have in Revelation talking about this queen sitting on many waters. This is the battle that we're fighting against right now with these water spirits. I'm not going to read that 1 Samuel scripture again because that's talking about Dagon. Let's go down to Matthew 8, chapter 23 to 27. This is Jesus. Here's your proof that Jesus dealt with water spirits. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him? So, as the body of Christ, believers in Christ we have the authority over the winds and the sea. Pastor Barbara talks many times about the time when she was trying to fold up the tarp and the wind kept harassing her. And God told her, she spoke to the wind and the wind stopped and she was able to fold up the tarp. We have to realize that there are principalities and powers that sometimes will come out of the water and attack a member of the body of Christ. We have to have the wisdom and the knowledge to know to separate it from the queen of the Indian Sea and the queen of the coast, to weaken it. And this is no different than us saying we take authority over the principality and power over the state of Delaware, over the state of Maryland, whatever state the particular person is in. It's a strategy, it's a tool that we are using, and we're seeing great results with it. There are many marine demons or water spirits listed in Scripture. You've heard of Leviathan and Python, but spirits like Squid, Rahab, Behemoth, and others are prowling around like the proverbial jaws waiting to attack. The first step to defeating these demons is to not be ignorant of their devices. If you don't want to believe that they exist, they will continue to hide and they will continue to torment you and the people that you love. Water spirits normally put up great resistance and deliverance, but ultimately bow to the name of Jesus and the anointing. Is everybody still with me? But I believe that it's important for the body of Christ to understand where the attack is coming from. If you live in a particular area and there's a body of water around about you, pray and bind the spirits that are in there so that the spirits inside of that body of water are not able to usurp Christ's authority. And notice I'm not saying your authority, I'm saying Christ's authority. You're walking in the Spirit, you're walking in the holiness of God, then it's Christ's authority that's working through you. When you're dealing with people who are troubled in certain these areas that we talked about today with the incubus and the succubus, the masturbation and pornography, and the different perversions, we have to attack it from the position of destroying the water spirit that's in charge and in control of those little spirits. There's a hierarchy to the devil. They follow commands, they follow the law, and they are obedient to that because God set those things in place. But we, if we don't have discernment, if we don't know what we're dealing with, they're going to walk right on by and people are not going to be set free.
A question here. So I'm having an awful lot of trouble with water in my house all of a sudden, in my spigots, in my shower, you know, just everywhere. And I said, why are we having all this trouble with water all of a sudden? So you're telling me then that's spirits, water spirits working into my home.
Yes.
Causing me an awful lot of problems.
Yes.
Because I never had this before.
Isn't there a body of water behind your house too?
Mm-hmm. So then what I have to do is pray and find out what spirits I'm dealing with and then bind them and break the control they have over my home.
Yeah, because, and I didn't get a chance to bring this out because of time, but another thing that they do is they steal your money. They steal your resources and anything that you have. So by having to have unnecessary repairs, you know, go on, so many other things that are tied to that, but yes, they do. Father, I just thank you for this time to be able to bring these truths out about the water spirits. I thank you for revealing this to us so that we can bring it forth to the body of Christ. And Father, we pray that your anointing would fall upon us now. And I'm hearing that the Lord wants those who want more discernment, that the altar is open for you to come and to receive a greater level of discernment so that you know how to fight and destroy the works of the enemy that are coming against you in the body of Christ.